and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Hope. You should never be without it, especially when faced with the devastating news of a cancer diagnosis. St. Louis University Cancer Center gives its patients and their families the confidence they need by offering world-class care. Learn more at slucarecenter.org.
St. Louis Closet Company can organize your master closet, your kids' closet, your pantry, your home office, laundry room, entertainment center, even your Murphy bed. Call St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000.
Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline removes an average of 60% of performance-robbing gunk on intake valves left by low-quality premium gasolines. Choose Shell V-Power and let the excitement begin.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
come on, let's go drink till we can't feel feelings anymore.
Crossed over, if I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Headphone check. Dan, how are your headphones? I cannot hear you.
Mine
okay,
are fine.
How about microphone check?
Mine are good.
Okay.
Check. Sibilance.
Beyond headphone check. You wear earbuds, though. You don't look like a real radio person with earbuds.
No.
Radio people should have earphones on.
It took a little while getting used to, but I like them.
You know, it's kind of like when you watch football. Do you see the coaches on the sidelines or the guys calling the game with earbuds? No. You see them with headphones on. Be a pro.
That's true.
Okay? Be a pro.
Yeah, be a man.
All right.
Follow the in the footsteps of me and Dan Strauss and other professional wait a minute.
Come on.
Okay, we're not really professional. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. It's October 1st. This is, I think, October is the official Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we'll get into that later. Not you know, heavily into it, but it really gripes me. The pink thing.
Every company is selling a lot of stuff this month. Just
way overdone and overused and abused. And if you think everything you buy that's pink is putting a lot of money toward breast cancer research, you're pretty naive. And I think it's gotten out of control. And what's always amazed me is that with all the attention to the Susan G. Komen whatever and pink this and pink that, the number one killer of women is coronary artery disease. And there's no attention paid. I don't see anything about that. Maybe because it affects both, where the breast cancer thing is predominantly women. But be careful with anybody selling you pink things. Because think about it, it's real easy to scam that whole deal. Just print up some pink stuff, act like it's about breast cancer, and people will buy it and won't know the difference. So be forewarned. Now, today is the first day of the shutdown of the federal government. I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
But I have some information in front of me that may help all of us who have no idea what it means understand what it means. Either that or we'll go through it and we still won't know. And that's probably going to be the case. I do want to share this story with you. The memorials across the country, including the ones in Washington, D.C., are closed. I mean, I heard interviews with people who planned and planned and planned to go to Washington.
Oh, yeah.
And their big thing, one woman said her dream was to walk up the Statue of Liberty. I can't go in it today.
Ridiculous.
The arch is closed also. Right?
Arch is closed.
Yeah.
You can look at it. You can go stand on the ground and look at it. They can't stop you from doing that. You can still look at the Statue of Liberty. Just stand on the ground. All of the memorials on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. Are barred from the public today. But a group of World War II vets who had come from Mississippi to see this memorial erected in their honor took down the barriers that were set up by the park police, and there were enough of them, they stormed the memorial.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. veterans from Iowa joined the ones from Mississippi, and hats off to the police, because they really didn't make any attempt. They just sort of thought, you know what, let them go.
Right.
Let them go. They got security tapes. They're saying they're not even going to review them. They're not going to try to see who's responsible. They could be prosecuted for trespassing. But I think it's just going to sort of like, you know, they'll turn a blind eye and go, hey, these guys traveled a long way. They're old. Forget about it.
World War II guys, if they tried to prosecute anybody, the entire country would.
Well, you know, I would like to think that, but anymore, yeah. I don't know in this country. I'm not sure anymore.
What is that? What about the honor flight? I guess that means the honor flight shut down.
Well, it would have to be, because most of what you do during the day, well, that's a great, you know what? And you know that there was a flight. Probably
they were planned,
scheduled.
A guy probably waiting, months and months for his honor flight.
My dad waited a year. And let's say a flight took off.
Well, the money for the flight would be shut down. They wouldn't.
No, because it's private.
It's not government.
I think it's privately funded. I don't think that's a government thing. But what, you get these old guys to Washington and they can't see anything. Everything
right.
on the schedule. Oh, can't go there. Can't go there. Can't go there. So here's the deal. Here's what we can tell you. And we're learning this together. I haven't read most of this. It's been 17 years since the last partial shutdown. And it's basically because Congress and the president couldn't agree on a spending bill. Every shutdown is different, according to this article. Politics that caused them are different. Here's what we can tell you about the shutdown. What causes it is, under the Constitution, Congress must pass laws to spend money. If Congress can't agree on a spending bill, or if in the case of the Clinton-era shutdowns, the president vetoes it, the government does not have the legal authority to spend money. Now, let me get to...
Do congressmen still get paid?
Oh, I would imagine they do. I would certainly think they do.
I hope not.
The government runs its fiscal year from October 1st to September 30th. So today is the start of their fiscal year. Now, fiscal year begins at midnight, obviously last night at midnight. Most federal workers reported to work today, but unless they're deemed essential, they're told to work no more than 4 hours on the shutdown-related activities before they're furloughed. I've never really understood the difference between furlough, suspended with pay, laid off.
Yeah,
I know terminated is the bad one. Goodbye.
Yes.
You're not getting paid and you're not working. Now, next question is, when will the shutdown end? It would end immediately after the president signs a spending bill. As a practical matter, it could be noon the following day before most government offices that were shut down would reopen their doors. How many times has the government shut down in the past? Since 1977, oh my goodness, I didn't know this, there have been 17 of these.
Wow.
Did you know that?
No.
Shutdowns usually last no more than 3 days, some less than a day. The longest shutdown in history was also the most recent, December 16th, 1995. 21 days. I don't remember that.
Mm-mm.
Isn't that weird? You know why I don't remember it? Because we probably didn't even really affect us directly. It affects everybody, but it didn't affect us directly because we don't work for the government. Let's see. Let me get to the part I think everybody... Okay, will I still get my mail? The answer is yes. I've asked 6 people today, when I left the house today, because I didn't know if there'd be mail. The 6th person I answered today was Peon. I walked in here, I said, is there mail today? He said, I don't know. That's the same answer I got from everybody I asked today. Nobody knew.
I already checked. I got mail today.
Well, Dan, I've already answered the question.
He didn't ask Dan?
Didn't ask you. I should have asked you.
Yeah.
Yes, there is mail today. The Postal Service functions as an independent business unit. Can you get a passport? Yes, but it says you better hurry, because the Department of State says it has some funds outside the annual congressional appropriation. Consular operations domestically and overseas will remain 100% operational as long as there's sufficient fees. So the point is, get on it. If you need to renew a passport, you folks going on the trip with us February 15th, get her done. If you don't have a passport that's current and needs to be renewed, get it done right now. Next question, can I visit national parks? The answer is no. National Park Service says day visitors will be told to leave immediately and entrances will be closed. You know what that tells me? Go at night.
Yeah.
Because it says day visitors will be told to
leave. I think every park is closed at night, no matter what.
Campers who were already in these parks
cannot leave.
No, they have 2 days to get out. Now, can you imagine? Here, think about this. You got a real nice camper. You've planned this
for 10 years.
Yeah, your whole family is finally going to get together, and you were to start your 2 weeks in your camper in Yellowstone 2 days ago. You're out by day after tomorrow. Pack it up, get out. Will Washington museums be open? The Smithsonian, the National Zoo, and the Holocaust Museum will all be closed. Private museums like the Newseum, the Spy Museum, and Mount Vernon will remain open. The rule of thumb is if it's free, it's probably closed. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts. It does not receive annual appropriation. By the way, we don't care about this. I'm not even going to read that. We don't care if the Kennedy Center for Performing Arts. Let's get to, will the District of Columbia shut down? District of Columbia does not have complete autonomy and relies on appropriation from Congress to operate. So during shutdowns, trash will go uncollected. Oh, if you live in Washington, D.C., you got no trash collection today. Many city departments.
Dump it all on the Capitol steps.
Wouldn't that be great? Who asks this question? Will food safety inspections continue? Who cares? I don't care. Yes, for the most part, they will. I'm trying to scan through here to see what I think anybody actually cares about. Bob, disaster response be affected? No. If there's a huge disaster, everybody will kick in to gear. This is important. Will seniors continue to get Social Security benefits? Yes, Social Security is a mandatory spending program. And the people who send those checks will continue to work under a legal doctrine called necessary implication. I think we all knew about that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. You can still apply for Social Security benefits. You can appeal a denial, change of address. You can still do all that today. You can still get a new Social Security card if you need one today. How can that be? How can you go do that? I thought the thing would be closed.
I guess it's an essential.
You will still be able to get food stamps. Oh, man, did I hear a terrific, disturbing documentary a couple of days ago about the SNAP program. Do you know what that is? It's like a food stamp thing,
yes,
like a supplemental nutritional assisting program, and the way people are abusing it.
Oh, they've been abusing that thing for years.
I'm almost through. I'm just going to the parts I think people would care about because this is very confusing to a lot of people. Federal school lunch program. Schools are reimbursed for these costs on a monthly basis. So, yes, they will continue to get their meals. Veterans receiving compensation for service or combat-related wounds and injuries. If the shutdown goes into late October, it'll run out of money for compensation and pension checks to more than 3.5 million veterans who rely on the money to support themselves. That we should be embarrassed about. We should have a country that no matter what happens like this, these veterans, nothing. It's, you know what it's like? It's like O.J. Simpson has an annuity, so Goldman can't touch any of OJ's $350,000 a year he has coming in. We ought to have something like that for the veterans. No matter what else happens,
right,
you can't touch the veterans' money. But no, we don't have that. Blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to go through all this. Oh, well, here's the good news. The IRS will continue to collect taxes.
Oh, what?
Even with the government. All payments will be processed, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But check this. The IRS, with the shutdown, will continue to collect, will continue to operate. But the next question is, will my refund be delayed? And it says, yeah, probably, because that part of it, they're going to have to
cut
back.
Oh, sure, the paying up part,
and
not shutdown.
Be able to give you your refund. Here's good news. It says, if I'm being audited by the IRS, will the shutdown affect me? The answer is yes. The IRS will suspend all audit activities.
Ooh.
Why are you in here?
The computer's messing up.
Dan's standing next to me.
Yeah, normally, it's weird.
And it's room. And it's all it's froze up, and I tried to restart.
It's frozen.
I'm frozen. It is in like locked in DOS mode or something.
The computer's on government shutdown.
Will the president of the United States be paid during a shutdown? Well, here's a surprise. Yes. Well, now is the government shut down or is it not shut down?
What?
The president will still get paid. It says the president's $400,000 salary is mandatory spending. If furloughs begin to affect the government's ability to process payroll, his check could be delayed.
Right.
Wait a minute.
Right.
All right. Will the White House staff be paid today? Some high-ranking appointees are exempt from the Annual and Sick Leave Act of 1951, which means they can essentially be made to work unpaid overtime. President's personal aides. The White House has 90 staffers who work in the White House. During a shutdown, only 15 of them are there.
Wow.
75 of them were sent home. Of the 90, 15 are there. Will Congress be paid during the shutdown? I wonder what this answer is going to be. The answer is yes.
What?
And here's why. The 7th Amendment to the Constitution, ratified in 1992, holds that, and here's the quote, no law varying the compensation for the services of the senators and representatives shall take effect until an election of representatives shall have intervened, intended to prevent Congress from voting itself a raise. It also protects members from a pay cut. They will get paid.
And who made that law?
That's right, Congress.
That's
last
weird.
Page. Is there anything on here we need to know? Will active duty military be furloughed? No. They should all report as scheduled. Civil defense workers, half of them have been sent home, 400,000. Civil defense workers. Will active duty military be paid during the shutdown? If it lasts longer than a week, the Pentagon may not be able to process its payroll in time for the October 15th paycheck. Another travesty.
Wow.
Now, these people have
Congress,
families.
Yeah, you can still get your money, but the veterans and active military.
Well, better not go too long, or you active military people might not see your paychecks.
It should be flip-flopped. It should be Congress's checks, maybe. We'll see, and that would put them under the gun, and I'm sure
there's not one member of Congress who can't afford to go without a paycheck for at least 10 years. They're rich. They're all rich. Yet, if you're in the military, and you're typical military, your wife or your spouse, husband, wife back home is barely making it week to week on what you're getting. Yet, you are in danger of not getting paid if this thing goes too long. That's it. We've read enough. We've read enough to know what we need to know. Congress gets paid no matter what. And the military, you better hope it doesn't go too long, or you'll be
sick.
Nothing surprising about that. All right, here's where we are. We're going to come back and do the Burke segment. We're going to take your calls. In fact, we'll take your calls first before the Burke segment because you come first. But first, a little bit of business and a quick break. And then Dan, I guess, if he can't take your calls. Because
Rich is on line one.
Let me talk to Rich, then we'll take a break. Rich, how you doing?
I'm in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I know we don't get political, and I'm not going to.
No, and that wasn't political. That was just simply stating a bunch of facts that people wonder about.
Right, yeah, right. And I was just going to, an observation that I made, and you kind of touched on it with the national parks and monuments being closed. Well, the national parks with the campgrounds, most of those you have to pay for those campsites. That actually makes money for the government.
Okay,
they close down parts of the government that make them money.
They said it, the ones that are free are the ones that are closed. They said if it's a park that's free, it's most likely closed today. All the free stuff.
I think he said, but you can't keep just the campsites open that are bringing in money because the entire park.
I heard somebody complaining about earlier today on some news broadcast about how the Arch National Memorial expansion or whatever the correct term for it is, but the arch is closed. Well, the museum itself and the arch is free to get in, but there's all that stuff inside the museum and the tram rides up to the top that all generates revenue.
No, you're right. They're shooting themselves in the foot. But you'll never. That doesn't make sense to them. They're actually costing themselves money. But they don't get. They won't get that.
Exactly. It just seems slightly ironic to me that the parts of the government that actually generate revenue are closed, but yet the ones that waste the money and really don't need the money. Let me see if I can think of one. No, you mentioned it. Congress are still getting paid.
All right, we're not going to dissect it. We're just stating the fact. What's his name in Dragnet? What was the guy? Jack Webb said, just the facts.
Yeah.
Just the facts.
Like I said, I'm not trying to get political or start any of the Democrat-Republican stuff. It was just an observation. It just seemed really ironic to me that the parts of the government that generate money are closed and the ones that waste it are still open.
All right, thank you, Rich.
And right. Josh was online, too. I think he just had one little thing.
One quick one. We don't have much time. Josh, what do you have?
Hey, I don't know how we'll survive with this being shut down, but according to the First Lady's official Twitter account, tweet her account has been suspended due to the shutdown.
Oh, no.
I know.
You know what? Now I was in a good mood. Now I'm not in a good mood.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Thanks for that.
All right. Bye, guys.
Crap. And I follow her every day.
Hashtag.
I don't follow one tweet. I don't follow anybody's tweeting. All right, we have to take a break. Here's the deal. Our phones are being, our computer's being worked on, so the phones are ringing and lighting up. And if we don't have this straightened out, so I see names on the screen, we come back, I'll just start pushing buttons, and they'll, it'll be you. And I'll go, hello, and you'll tell me your name. For now, we're going to take our first break. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home, is a company that remodels kitchens and bathrooms. They don't paint cabinets. They don't do $5,000 kitchens or bathrooms. They're in the total renovation. They're in the business of turning your kitchen or bathroom into the most spectacular part of your house. They're in the business of making, not just bringing that room into 2013, but bringing it into 2023, because it's going to hold up 10, 15, 20 years. When you do something right and you kind of have a vision of what's still going to be cool and slick and functional and sort of hot for the future, then you can make a product or build a product, or in this case, a kitchen or bathroom, so that it's still going to drop jaws years from now. It's not just about, does it look great today when we finished it? Well, everything looks pretty good when it's brand new and just done. But what about years to come? That's the beauty of Thompson Price. Also, the quality of the work they do. They don't cut corners. They don't do cheap work. They don't use cheap stuff. And they also don't overcharge you. You will get your money's worth. When you can look at something 12, 15 years later and go, boy, that's one of the smartest things we ever did. I'm glad we waited till we could do it right. Then you got your money's worth. Make sure the name Price is in the company you're dealing with. Don't be confused with any other company. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Terrific company. Did our kitchen 16, 17 years ago. Over the years, have done all our bathrooms. And been part of this show for at least 17 years. You want to thank them for that? At least give them a chance to show you what they would do with your kitchen or bathroom. The website is thompsonprice.com.
All right, let's get a look at traffic right now. He's not shut down. He is at work. It's Tim Weiland. Tim?
I have to be here whether I get paid or not.
That's right.
You know, kind of like you guys. It's all about the show.
Well, Tim, the other thing about us, unlike some workers, is if we didn't get paid, we'd still come in here every day because we love the listeners. We love people. We do it for the love of the people.
Yep. Love of the people. That's why you're 550 the people.
That's right.
Listen, there's a little hesitation there, Ian. Hey, on westbound 44, after Six Flags, you've got an accident that's got the right lane blocked, and you've got a pretty good little backup behind there. Westbound 70, already slow, Cave Springs through Mid Rivers Mall Drive. Looking at southbound 270, we'll call it slow, from Manchester down through, it's a little south of Highway 40 down through Doherty Ferry. And on westbound 40, we're looking just a little bit heavy now between 270 and 141. And this traffic report, it is brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company, where breakfast is made fresh and delicious, from handcrafted breakfast sandwiches to freshly brewed coffee and espresso. It's St. Louis Bread Company. Live consciously, eat deliciously. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
If you're looking for a little fun without any penalties, it's the Martin Kilcoyne Show, weekdays at 10. Frank Opinion in the large morning show in the afternoon continues after this on the Big 550, streaming live at KTRS.com.
Dan Brown here from the law firm of Brown & Brown. You know our law firm, my brother's Ed Brown, who wears an eye patch. If you or a loved one has had transvaginal mesh or bladder sling surgery, you may have a legal claim. Also, if you've taken the drug Lipitor and then obtained type 2 diabetes, you may have a claim as well. To learn more, you can visit our website at brownlawoffice.com. Or you can speak with an attorney at Brown & Brown. In Missouri, our phone number is all threes, 333-3333. In Illinois, our phone number is all eights, 888-8888. So remember, if you had transvaginal mesh surgery or obtained type 2 diabetes after taking Lipitor, call our office now for a free consultation. Go to brownlawoffice.com, or in Missouri, dial all threes. In Illinois, dial all eights. And at Brown & Brown, if you can't come to us, we'll come to you.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertisements.
This is Bob Ellman at Golden Oak Lending. History tells us these low mortgage rates can't last. As the economy improves, they will go up.
But they're low today, and Golden Oak Lending can lower your rate to 3.25%.
What about credit cards? Are you paying 10% interest and more? It's time to stop.
Refinance and get cash to pay down your debt. Call Golden Oak at 314-567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Lending, short by
NMLS 1149.37, 15-year fixed rate, APR 3.782 with qualified credit. 111 West Fort Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri, 63146.
Good news! The housing market is on the increase, and Golden Oak's mortgage rates are still at historic lows.
Use your home's new equity to pay down credit cards.
Call Golden Oak. We underwrite our own loans. We're FHA and VA approved, and we can help you purchase a home.
Lower your rate to 3.25%. Call Golden Oak, 567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Lending, short by blues.
If you're interested in siding, you need to know Banner Construction. Their specialized crews are trained in siding, all kinds of siding. That includes the nation's most luxurious siding, James Hardy Fiber Cement, the number one brand used by upscale home builders. What makes James Hardy so special? Well, it looks and feels like real wood, but without all the maintenance problems. However, it's very important to have it installed properly. That's why Banner Construction has a specialized James Hardy division. In fact, James Hardy named Banner as a St. Louis preferred installer. To Banner, there are no shortcuts worth taking to make a job less perfect. For over 30 years, Banner has delivered higher quality workmanship to St. Louis. So whether you're interested in premium vinyl siding, James Hardy fiber cement siding, or energy efficient thermal windows, trust Banner to get the job done right. Call Banner Construction for a free detailed project estimate at 314-569-1050. That's 569-1050. And have a Banner day.
Direct from a sensational Broadway run, Evita is taking the country by storm. Don't miss this dazzling new production of Tim Rice and Andrew Lloyd Webber's Tony Award-winning musical. The critics have called it a big, high-octane blockbuster. Evita.
At the Fabulous Fox, October 8th through 20th in the U.S. Bank Broadway Series. Sponsored by American Airlines. Tickets at MetroTix.com.
Forklifts. Not as sexy as a new, hot-looking car, but if you need one, you need one. So what do? Head to locally owned and operated AD Lift Truck for forklift sales, service, rentals, and parts. In fact, during the AD Lift Truck open house on Friday, November 1st from 11 to 1, you can see the forklifts and meet the manufacturers, enjoy a free lunch, and possibly even win a door prize. See the new line of Heli forklifts and more at AD Lift Truck, 5434 Natural Bridge Avenue in St. Louis. For more, go to adlifttruck.com.
Go on, sweetie, jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
It's Martin Kilcoin, and we're getting ready for another Field Trip Friday. Join me as we broadcast live from Hackman Lumber and Home Center in St. Peter's off South St. Peter's Parkway from 10 to 1. Hackman's deck event is this weekend, so join me Friday. Check out the many varieties of lumber for all your decking needs. Don't miss this educational and money-saving event. We'll see you Friday, 10 to 1 at Hackman Lumber and Home Center in St. Peter's.
The smartest way to do your homework is Hackman Lumber.
All right, the computer is fixed. You can call now. We'll stack up some calls. I'll do one bit of business, then we'll get right to the phones. 314-969-KTRS, which is 5877, or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. I have written a jingle, and I've not presented it to the client yet. I'm going to try it out. It's never been heard till now. I'm going to try it out on you guys. You tell me. It's for Associated Physicians Group, APG.
Okay.
APG. It's easy as 1, 2, 3. Simple as do, re, mi. APG. All pain gone for you and me, girl.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
You like it?
Yeah.
You just came up with that?
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like anything I've ever heard before.
Elbow pain and shoulder pain and disc problems.
And what?
What was that part?
Disc problems. Maybe I need to substitute.
Disc problems.
Elbow pain and shoulder pain and migraines too. Maybe that's better. APG. It's easy as 1, 2, 3. Simple as do, re, mi. APG. All pain gone for you and me, girl. I'm going to present it to him. I'll let you know how it goes.
All right.
Of course, we'd have to give it. Uh-oh. Is that Associated Physicians Group?
Yeah.
They hear it?
Yeah.
They don't like it?
No, they said to stop.
Please stop.
Okay. Well, maybe they're better off just continuing doing what they're doing, which is physical therapy and pain management, and they do it very, very well. Thank you to all the people who went to the last seminar on alternative to knee replacements. It's always very popular because a lot of people have bad knees out there. What's interesting is, you know, there are lazy people, overweight people who have bad knees, and then there are real trim athletic people, and they have bad knees. You can't win with that knee thing. You can do nothing and have knee replacement or be really active and have knee replacement. Who's to know what to do? I haven't had that yet. I haven't reached that knee stage yet. But that's one of the big four at Associated Physicians Group, the big four reasons they see people and they help people. Knee, neck, back, and shoulder. There are four locations. They have wonderful, wonderful staff of some of the best physical therapists in the business. And their goal is to relieve pain, obviously, and restore mobility. APG, I like to think of it as all pain gone. They're in O'Fallon, Illinois, Swansea, Illinois, and Edwardsville, Illinois. Physical therapy, pain management. It's up to you. You can keep on hurting. You can take a bunch of drugs, you know, painkillers. You can go under the knife, maybe unnecessarily, or you can go to this website, apgpain.com. Off to the phones we go. Tom has been holding longer than I would have ever held. Thank you, Tom. How are you?
Well, hi, Frank. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. What can we do for you?
And I'd like to say you have quite an impressive singing voice there, old boy.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Listen, Frank, I'm going to make this quick. I know there's other callers, but I just want to recommend a product on your radio station. And, I mean, some products I'm skeptical of, but this one I got to give all kudos to. It's the CDs about how to deal with unruly, disrespectful.
Didn't you do this the other day?
No, it was a different caller.
No, it was a lady.
Caller?
A lady that called in.
Okay.
But old Frank, hear me out. I'm dealing with, at any given time, toddlers writing on walls with crayons, to disrespectful teenagers giving me the finger. The house is up and down with kids all the time. So I'm at wit's end. So I listen, I hear about this great CD set, and I bought it, and I'm Frank. I tell you what, within a few hours of me receiving it, I noticed immediate results. Now, I didn't listen to any of the CDs, but what I did was I put them all in an old sweat sock, and I just started smacking the tour out of kids.
Oh, so that's why they work, is you just
they
beat
work,
them with
man,
them.
They work like a charm. Now, listen, to some folks out there that have really bad kids, I recommend buying two orders.
Two sets.
Two sets, put them in a sock, and beat the crap out of the kids with them.
Yeah, and I mean, Frank, I noted immediate results, and I just got to tell everybody out there CDs really work.
That is good to know, Tom. Thank you.
AM and the PM.
Thank you. There you go. It's good to know a product works.
Transform.
You get that whole set of CDs and jam them in a sock and just smack the kid right upside the head with
Transform your kid's face.
You don't even have to listen to the CDs. Perfect. Here's Ken. Hello, Ken.
Hello, all. How you doing?
We're doing great. How are you?
All righty. AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. That's pretty hilarious, him taking those CDs and doing what he's doing.
Yeah.
Hey, I have a question about the government. If they're making campers get all out of the government parks, do they have to make the boaters get all off the government Corps of Engineer lakes?
Well, the Corps of Engineers, they don't really own many lakes, do they?
I don't know.
Table Rock.
Like Lake of the Ozarks is owned by Ameren.
Right, right. That's not a Corps lake.
Okay.
Table Rock Lake.
Is that a Corps lake?
Yeah, that's a Corps lake. Yeah.
He's got a good point. Get your boat out of here.
I was just wondering.
Well, how about this? What about people who don't trailer boats and they're in a dock? That dock is sitting in the water. Get it out of there.
I'm out on skis right now. I need to know if I need to get out of here.
That's a, you know what? It's a great question.
All right.
I don't know. Thank you. Thank you, Ken. It's too easy to make fun of.
Right.
It really is.
Yeah.
It's so ridiculous. I feel bad for the people who find out they're not going to get paid for 3 days or a week or whatever.
Bunch of grown-up children.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Hello, Don.
Hi, how's everybody?
Let me check. How we doing?
Great, Don.
Great.
Apparently we're
AM
okay.
And PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, this whole business about the parks and the campers that are already in there and they need to get out in 2 days, I don't quite get that. What's to keep them, if these people are not going to be working, they're not going to be paid, what's to keep them from just saying no?
Well, that's a great question.
The rest of the week.
No, that's a great question. And you're talking about thousands of campers. What I'd love to see is every one of them, they'd have to all do it together. No, we're not going anywhere.
Exactly.
If you have to go home and you can't walk around with your flashlight and your walkie-talkie, go ahead. We're going to sit here and look at the mountains.
Yeah.
I think that's a great idea. Because
there you go.
You're right. What
are
they going
to
do?
Let's call for it to happen.
Well, all right, you start it. You get a hold of them because I don't know how to. Thank you, Don.
All right, you're welcome.
Now, if people do things in big enough numbers, he's got a point. You're not talking about a couple of hundred campers here. You're talking about thousands of people.
They'd probably bring in some...
No, they're not. They can't because they're not paying the what is it? Bringing what?
Call some of the civil defense that are still on the clock.
Oh, wait a minute! They're not working today, so they can't call them in. I don't know the answer to any of that, but again, we got to start doing things in big numbers because little small numbers of people seem to get all kinds of attention and get things changed. Wow! Imagine what you could do in big numbers. Here's Dennis. Hello, Dennis.
Hi. How y'all doing?
We're great. How are you?
Good. AM and PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I think I heard on the radio earlier, I want to listen to your station, something about Cockrell or something like that was going to waive her pay until this thing was over.
Who is?
Cockrell or what's that representative's name you have on the station all the time?
I don't listen to any. Whenever.
Wait, Colin knows. Hold on a second here. Go ahead, Colin.
Ann Wagner, Representative Ann Wagner, issued a statement saying she was asking for her pay to be withheld. She was going to waive it.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
Like 3 days' pay.
I thought somebody else did the same thing. But isn't it law that they have to be paid?
According to what we just read, it is.
Yeah, so it's a no.
And by the way, what a ridiculous way to get publicity, as far as I'm concerned.
Right, and who's going to keep track of that?
And it's not going to make a dime's worth of difference. Literally, not a dime's worth of difference. Yeah,
that's what I'm thinking.
All it creates is more headache and paperwork for somebody. It's not going to make a dent in anything. It's just a good way to get your name in the paper.
That's it.
All right, Dennis.
All right, have a good day.
You too. Thank you. There goes Dennis. Yeah, what'll that mean? 3-4 days, however many days, and then you'd have to calculate the deduction. It's not even worth it.
No.
She's not going to do it anyway. She just made a statement. You know what I'd like now? I'd like a kazoo break.
Ooh,
I don't know about
yeah.
the rest of you. Let's bring Norman in here. Hello, Norman.
Hi. Hi, Gally.
Norman, you don't work for the government, do you?
No, I sure don't.
Because if you did, you couldn't talk to us. You wouldn't be allowed to, you know, be on the show. What's going on, Norman?
wonder if the Cardinals will play tonight.
Well, they don't work for the government.
They don't play till Thursday, Norman.
Okay, all right.
So if the government's still shut down, they'll still play because they're not government employees.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No kidding.
PM.
AM and the PM. Hallelujah. What else is going on?
I'll play the happy birthday roll call.
All right. I'd like to hear that. You know, someone in the room here found a kazoo recently.
I found a kazoo in my stuff.
Yeah, Norman, Dan at his house found a kazoo, and he wants to be more like you and learn to play the kazoo like you do. So maybe.
Oh.
Wait. That's not, he's on the keyboard.
Yeah.
Oh.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
I think we all recognize that.
Yeah.
Can we hear Take Me Out to the Ball Game for the Cardinals, Norman?
Let's not push it.
That next year.
That's next year?
Next year?
Oh, here we go.
Oh.
Yes, take me out to the ball game, all right.
Let's take me out to the ball game.
No denying that.
How about the wedding march for anybody getting married today?
What are you doing?
I'd like to hear the wedding march.
Arnold.
I'm sorry?
And now I'll play the wedding march.
Oh, okay. That was a good idea. I think it's the same exact song.
No, it's different.
No, it's not. It's the same exact thing.
No, it's not.
It's the same thing. It's just...
No, it's different.
It's different.
It's in a different key.
Well, I recognize it. Yeah.
Stairway to Heaven, Norman. Stairway to Heaven.
Way to go, Norman. Anything else?
Get me down to that little white church.
Get me down to the little white church.
Oh, my goodness.
That's You're not a song. That. No, Dan.
Yeah, there is. Take me down to the little white church.
No, I don't think so.
There is a song.
Like Norman, that. Is there a song, Take Me Down to the Little White Church?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can you play that for
there
us?
There is. Go for it, Norman.
Can you play it?
And then...
Norman?
There is... You have to play.
It's the same song.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's not.
Exactly the same.
It's not.
Is it over? No, that's it. It's a short song.
I told you it wasn't the same.
Yeah.
Well, you're right. The others are longer. Okay, Norman, that was great.
Thank you, Norman.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Hey.
Bye.
Bye.
Wow. Self-taught. Wow. For anybody who's wondering, hey, what school did he go to? I'd like to go there. Self-taught. He did not go to Juilliard or any of these musical schools.
Maybe next time he calls, we could take requests on the phone.
That would be great.
Yes, to have people call in and
he'd love
request
that.
A song.
Can I hit one more call real quick, and then we can... Don. Hello, Don.
Hello, Frank. I was wondering if Jefferson Barrack Cemetery was closed.
I would imagine it is.
You can't go see
the
loved ones.
How come we're talking ourselves like this?
Yeah.
You sound like you've got a sock in your mouth or something. What is that? What's wrong with your phone there?
He was on a government phone.
Oh, he was.
Yeah. Maybe he was. I wasn't insulting him. I just wanted to...
Yeah, that's a good question about the...
Maybe Ron won't hang up on us. Hello, Ron.
Hey, Frank. How you doing?
Great. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. I just want to say thanks for recommending a movie.
Oh, Rush.
Called, Taking Chance.
Oh, Taking Chance with Kevin Bacon.
Yeah,
fantastic.
That was a good movie. It really moved me.
Yeah, if you watch that and you don't tear up, then you must have donated your heart while you were still alive.
Yeah, I found it at Walmart for like $5.
Yeah, isn't that a shame? It's like a throwaway bin movie. It's one of the... I would say one of the five greatest military-themed movies I've ever seen.
Well, I think everybody should have to watch it.
I do, too, because weren't you blown away with the detail and how meticulous? And you know what? It's one of the for all the things we're saying is wrong with this country, I was pleasantly surprised at how respectfully we take care of these soldiers and their bodies and their possessions before they're sent home.
Oh, I know. It's amazing.
I had no idea that process existed, and it made you really proud to watch it. Yeah, Taking Chance, for anybody who didn't hear what he said. Kevin Bacon, I still remember the name of the fallen soldier. Wasn't his name Phelps?
Yeah.
It's a great movie. I'm glad you discovered it.
Well, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Have a good day.
Yeah. Maybe the best military movie I've ever seen. All right, American Equity Mortgage. The middle word in there is equity, and it's a very significant word because as much as there are two great things about having your own home. One is that it probably will appreciate, and when you sell it, you're going to sell it for more than you paid for it. That's a great thing. It's kind of like forced savings. Well, there's more than a couple of things. Then there's the great tax deduction. That is most of the payment, most of the time you're paying it off. And then there's the borrowing power that comes from the equity in your house. And if there's something you need or something you really want in your life, maybe you don't need it, but you deserve it, and you don't have the money for it, before you go and borrow the money stupidly and unwisely, like, oh, we'll put it on the credit card. Don't do that. Borrow it on the equity in your house. American Equity Mortgage will show you how to do that. Basically, all you're doing is you're saying to them, hey, I'm a homeowner, and I have equity in my house. And their response to that is, yes, you do, and that's good enough for us. We feel very good about lending you money. How much do you need? And, well, of course, within reason. Now, look, if you have a $200,000 home and you own half of it, you have $100,000 in equity, you can't go to them and go, hey, I'd like to borrow $1 million. It doesn't work like that. But let's say you need $20,000. Slam dunk. You have the collateral. You have the equity. Now you're borrowing money the smart way, very low interest rate. And that's even probably going to be tax deductible because it's going to be rolled into your house payment. It's just a smart, smart thing to do. And there's no financial advisor in the world who would tell you that's not a better way to borrow money than borrowing it on a credit card. They've done this for a long time, about 21 years, and regardless of your credit, they'll work hard for you. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999. Don't go away. We're going to take calls right